Life and brisk business activities have returned to the central business district of Accra following the resumption of work by members of Guta. Most shops and stores Radio Ghana visited earlier today saw shop owners and customers transacting business. Guta embarked on a five-day strike protesting against VAT and huge imports, foreign traders and some other issues. Some members of Guta spoke to Radio Ghana concerning their frustration and why they called off the strike.
We've been having interaction with the Ministry of Trade and then Finance for some time now about the influx of the foreigners into our retail trade and then the duty at the ports. We learned that Bank of Ghana issued a statement that we shouldn't use dollar to do business. And what we understood was that at the ports of entry, they use dollar index to charge duty. And this is one of the reasons why we went on the sit-down strike. So yesterday, we met with the Ministry of Trade. The minister came here to meet with us, executives of Guta. On deliberation, we agreed that once he has been having that contact with us for some time now, we came to a compromise that we send the message to the president and then those sector ministers to help us set up for to deal with the foreigners for the violated investment code of Ghana. And then secondly, we're going to send them into the port so that the duties which are discharged in dollars will be on to the city for us. And the shipping lines too. So the moral charges and those will be done in the city. So from the 1st of July, all those will be implemented. And that's one of the reasons why we agreed that we're going to open our shops so that we can sell to our customers.
We went to this strike because of the foreigners on our market, on the retail sector of our market, and then the 2.5 extra percent on VAT, and then the, you know, the dollar that is, you know, escalating our policy.
He listened to our proposal, he spoke, and even he was saying that most of the policies, you know, is abetting. So we'll go and discuss it with his colleagues, and something will be discussed at Parliament. But there are some issues that he promises that by next week, we shall see the sign that some of the promises will be solved, such as concerning the port, the levy, the tax that they normally use there. They say we should stop using dollar in our country. They use the dollar index calculating it. So always now the dollar is going up. When your goods come down, you are going to clear it out. Then the price on the duty always go up. So our chairman, George Okori, spoke to us that we start down for Tuesday to Thursday. So on his behalf, he also pleaded that we should listen to the trade minister because he has promised us. And the way he spoke yesterday, you know, most of us, you know, we like it. So we said then people should open their shop today.
The bad guys still open the shop, but the leaders of the Guta should try to come to Parliament so that they sit together and reason together. From Tuesday up to yesterday, yesterday, Thursday, because they are asking us to open, that's why we are opening today.
So if your leaders have not asked you to open, you...
Oh, no, we will open. We will open. But what they are fighting for is very important. It's to everybody. It's not political. It's to everybody. Because nowadays, when you do business and the dollar is rising, you end up, the profit that you've got already, you end up putting it into the business and the business is not growing.
Some members who threatened longer strike if government fails to address their grievances also spoke to Radio Ghana.
Said that from 1st July, that is next week, some of the issues you see a sign, but something will be discussed at Parliament, something will be discussed to boss. If the things that he promised, we didn't see the sign, maybe the closure of the shop, you know, will take even more than 1 week. You know, without we the traders, you know, even yesterday, the bank people, I went to the bank, they were complete empty. Nobody was at the bank. And we normally clear our goods. And then they take tax from us. So without us, you know, it affects the government. It affects the bank. It affects so many people in the business sector.
Right is right, wrong is wrong. So this time we've given an ultimatum. Anything that they fail to do, we shall take the laws in our hands and do whatever we can to, as Ghanaians, to protect our business. What I have my fellow Ghanaians is they should try and participate from the Ghanaian people. They should stop doing business with these Chinese people because, first of all, they don't bring good products. Secondly, they are not doing what they're supposed to do. They don't supposed to be on our market. And when they help them to enrich themselves, there will be a time no Ghanaian will be able to manage a shop in Ghana here.
Those were some Guta members speaking to Radio Ghana.